بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation on the topic of Salah described, and this case will focus upon the woman visiting or going to the masjid. If the woman asks permission from her guardian, and her guardian, if he is her husband, then he is her wali, and in this case her father or brother or uncle has no wilaya, no guardianship over her in the presence of her having a husband. And this is because the zawj is the described as, quote, the lord of the wife, end of quote, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Yusuf, chapter 12:25, meaning the leader. وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ سَيِّد وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَ الْبَابِ. They both found her lord, meaning her husband, at the door. So, if she doesn't have a husband, then her father and the closer and closer to her in relationship from her relatives. So she needs permission, she asks permission to attend the congregational prayer. And it is said that it is disliked, this is one opinion, it is disliked for him to prevent her. And they took the evidence from the hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, reported in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim, لا تمنعوا إماء الله مساجد الله. Do not prevent the slaves of Allah, masajid Allah, meaning to go to the masajid of Allah. So because this is slave is not your slave. This is amatullah. And masjid is not your masjid. This is the masjid of Allah. So if the ama, the slave of Allah, the slave woman of Allah, seeks to go to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then how could you then prevent her? So this is one opinion. The second opinion is that some of the ulama mentioned that this is a prohibition, and the prohibition is forbidden, and therefore in principle the prohibition is a forbiddance, and therefore it is forbidden upon the guardian to prevent the woman if she intends or wants to go to the masjid to make salah with the Muslims. And this is the correct opinion. This is the correct opinion. This is supported by the evidence in the case of Ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, when his son Bilal heard Ibn Umar mentioning this hadith, don't prevent the ima of Allah, the masajid of Allah. He said, Wallahi lanamna'hun, by Allah we will prevent them. Why? Because he saw the fitna and the changing of situations. And Aisha mentioned, لو رأى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من النساء ما رأينا لمنعهن كما منعت نساء بني إسرائيل. Where the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, to see what we have seen from the woman, يعني in her times, he would have prevented them as the woman of Bani Israel were prevented. And this is in Sahih Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. So when Bilal said, والله لنمنعهن, by Allah we will prevent them. Ibn Abdullah bin Umar, so when Bilal said, by Allah we will prevent them, Abdullah bin Umar insulted him severely. Never ever like that. And he told him, I tell you that the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, don't prevent the slaves, the slave woman of Allah, and you tell me, wallahi lanamna'hun, by Allah we'll prevent them. And he abandoned him, because this is in direct opposition to the Messenger of Allah, and this is a great matter, and magnifying the words of Allah's Messenger with the Salaf is something incomparable in terms when it's compared to the magnification of the latter ones. And therefore this action from Ibn Umar indicates that it is forbidden to prevent them. However, if things change with time, then the person should convince his wife not to go to the masajid, and in this way he would be safe from falling in the prohibition which the Prophet ﷺ forbade, meaning forbidding the woman to go to the masajid. And the permission of the woman here, even if she is young or old, beautiful or ugly. Now what about if she asks permission to other than the masjid? Then he has the right to prevent her. The masjid meaning the mosque. So if she asks permission to go to school, he has the right to prevent her. Unless it was conditional, unless this was conditioned in the contract of marriage. Similarly, if she intends to go to the market, he may prevent her. And our saying that he can prevent her, that meaning this is not forbidden upon him to prevent her. That's the point. However, he looks for the benefit. And the benefit could be that he should not prevent her in certain situations. And in other situations, the benefit should be maybe that he should prevent her. Now, in her going to the masjid for salah, this is clear. What about if she goes to the masjid for sightseeing? Checking the new mosque or to go and attend a lecture in the masjid, for example. Then he has the right to prevent her, because her home is better than for her to go to the masjid under these situations. This is because what the Prophet ﷺ said, بيوتهن خير لهن, their homes are better for them. So therefore this hadith which we discussed, don't prevent ima'ullah, masajid Allah, comprises two types of addresses. An address to those who are in guardianship, al-awliya, an address to the woman. And to the guardians, they should not prevent the woman to go. And the address to the woman is, their homes are better for them. However, there are certain conditions if she needs to go. The Prophet ﷺ said, وَلْيَخْرُجْنَا تَفِلَاتٍ, meaning unperfumed, wearing no perfume. And the Prophet ﷺ forbade the woman, if she has perfume, to attend the masajid. And he ﷺ said, أيم امرأة أصابت بخورا فلا تشهد معنا صلاة العشاء, فلا تشهد معنا صلاة العشاء. Any woman who may have put on incense, بخور, then she should not witness with us the Salah of Isha, the night prayer. And they used to go to the masjid to pray Al-Isha with the Prophet ﷺ, and also Salat Al-Fajr. So therefore, accordingly, the guardian, it is permissible for the guardian to prevent the woman to go to the masjid if she puts on the perfumes. Rather, he must prevent her in this situation, because the Prophet ﷺ forbade her to attend Salat al-Isha if she has perfume on. Similarly, if she goes out with tabarruj, displaying beauty with certain clothes of as a display of beauty, or wearing shoes which kind of squeeze makes squeezing sounds, or high heels and the like, he has the right to prevent her, as he has the right to prevent her going with perfume, because all of this causes fitna for her and fitna for others. And the saying of the Prophet ﷺ, her home is better for them, their homes are better for them, excluded from this saying is they're going to Salat al-Eid, to attend the Salah of the Eid celebration, because the going for that is a sunnah. And the Prophet ﷺ commanded the woman, the free and honorable woman, and the virgin ones who used to keep to their homes, to go. Even the menstruating women, he commanded them to go to the Musalla al-Eid. However, with respect to the menstruating women, he commanded them to stay away from the Musalla area, because the Musalla of the Eid is considered a masjid. Nevertheless, she must not go out displaying a beauty nor having perfume on her, but rather she goes with tranquility and dignity and without raising voices or laughing to her company, and without walking like men, but rather walks the walk of a female with shyness and dignity. This is the case with respect to the woman joining the masjid for salah. Wallahu ta'ala a'la wa a'lam, wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.